The Morrison government will introduce its long-anticipated big stick legislation into Parliament today, aimed at energy companies. The legislation would give the government the power to ask the courts to force an energy company to sell off assets if it was engaging in anti-competitive conduct. Andrew Richards is the CEO of the Energy Users Association of Australia. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish.
What does this mean, in your view, for energy users?
Well, it's a bit concerning for energy users. In fact, I'd say it's concerning for all participants in the energy market. One of the key objectives of our approach to policy is to see that it helps reduce risk for investors in energy, because the lower the risks generally lead to lower energy prices and more investment. So the big stick legislation actually adds to the risk that many participants are facing, and we need to recognise that this comes at a time of great change in the energy markets already, and that's already creating a degree of uncertainty and ease amongst participants, and the big stick just unfortunately adds to that pile of risk.
The government, though, says it wants to stop retailers engaging in market misconduct. That's a pretty justified concern, isn't it? And, I mean, many consumers believe that to be a real factor.
Look, we're all for consumer protections, and they've done a number of things recently, including the market price cap, to protect people from being price gouged, if you like. So there's a number of things that they're already doing. We believe this is overreach.
Sorry to interrupt. On that point, doesn't that indicate that actually, if you want the energy market to do the right thing, you do have to take a pretty tough approach?
Look, taking a tough approach is fine, Hamish, I think, but overreach isn't fine. And I think in this case, that the big stick legislation is overreach on behalf of the government. And we do recognise that they've done some good things to help consumers. There's no doubt about that. But this is definitely overreach, in our view, in that it creates additional risk for investors when we need to be decreasing risk. So it's certainly not the government's responsibility to take all risk away, but we certainly don't expect them to be adding to risk. So I think it's just overreach in this point.
If it is overreach, I mean, this is an important detail, isn't it? Under the revised reform, the courts, not the energy minister, will have the power to break up companies. And a recommendation by the competition watchdog would also be required. Those are a few levels of safeguard.
We haven't seen the legislation, Hamish, so if that's in there, then that would be a good thing. Even if that is in there, though, you've still got the spectre of this hanging over the industry. And again, if it's never going to be used, as sometimes they've said, then why have it there in the first place? I mean, why create this uncertainty in the first place? This isn't something that was recommended by the ACCC. It hasn't been recommended by any other expert. It's something that they've just decided to move ahead with. Without, I must say, a lot of detailed consultation with the industry. So, look, I'm not here to defend the energy industry, but we're just concerned that this is overreach on the government's behalf, which creates risk.
The Grattan Institute's energy leader, Tony Wood, says the laws don't address competition issues. The consumer watchdog is blaming them for high prices. Let's hear what Tony Wood had to say.
But when you look at the legislation, I think I conclude, and I'm reading it fairly closely, that it's unlikely to do anything at all, because it's looking to penalise behaviours that aren't even occurring.
I mean, is that essentially your view?
Look, it is certainly part of our view. It doesn't address competition. Competition actually is addressed by encouraging more people to participate. Now, you certainly need good consumer protections around that, but by getting more competition into the market, and you do that in part by decreasing risk of participation, you get more people participating and more options for customers. That can actually can achieve what they're out to achieve.
I mean, you will have participated in these public conversations for many years now, and we have had governments of different flavours ranging their approach from begging the energy market to do the right thing to threatening the energy market, and those things haven't particularly produced results. Do you genuinely believe that there is another approach other than the big stick, as they are now calling it?
Look, what they've done in a number of areas already, such as the market price cap, Hamish, that they are good consumer protections. And now, of course, the industry will complain about that, but certainly that's the sort of protection that governments can put in place. And to some degree, look, some of the behaviours of the energy industry haven't been fantastic over the last decade or so. So you could argue that they've brought this upon themselves. All we are saying in this case is that the government, through whatever means, shouldn't have the power to break up companies in this way. And when you think about the precedent that this has set, what else in the economy then could this potentially be used for in the future? So we're just concerned that A, it creates additional risk for investors, and B, is this a precedent that could also be used elsewhere?
Obviously, it has been pointed out that the government itself has a stake in the market through Snowy Hydro 2.0. Do you see that as problematic given the powers that we're talking about?
Look, it is an interesting conflict of interest with Snowy 2.0 and that investment, and they've got a couple of retailers attached to that. The government themselves would be a significant player in the electricity market. And with Snowy 2.0, many will argue that it'd be the most significant generator in the country because it's selling very flexible energy. So, they could actually find themselves having to hit themselves with their own big stick. So it's an interesting conundrum that they find themselves in, and creates a bit of a sticky situation for a future minister.
I know your focus is longer term investment. Similar approaches have been taken in other parts of the world by governments, one example being the UK, and it doesn't seem to have led to the sorts of outcomes you're foreshadowing. Yeah, do you accept that it's possible this won't have the detrimental impact that you are concerned about?
Look, potentially, I think what we've seen overseas, this sort of legislation has been applied to the entire economy. So antitrust legislation, for example. We hope that it doesn't have the sort of effect that we're talking about. What we're hearing from not necessarily the energy industry, but investors in the energy industry, is it creates another layer of risk. It doesn't mean that they won't invest, but that investment may be more expensive because of this, because of the risk they have to put into it. And this comes at a time when we need to be de-risking the energy market, de-risking the environment for investors, so they invest more, and so that investment is cheaper, so you get cheaper energy prices. So, look, I would really need to make the point, Hamish, that In of itself, it may not have the effect, but because it adds to an already risky environment that we're seeing. This energy is going through a transition of great, and it's a great change and great transition, which is happening. But that's creating an unease and uncertainty already. So we would like to see governments doing things that decrease risk for investors, so we get the kind of investments that we need flowing through. And unfortunately, we think this increases risk at the wrong time.
So if we are talking about investment, briefly, if you can, what's your shopping list?
Well, look, it's a pretty long one, unfortunately, Hamish.
Well, let's keep it tight. The first three items.
Look, at the end of the day, we need some consistent government policy, particularly around energy and climate change. And climate change, so a long-term climate change target, and let's face it, a price on carbon, so that people can start to factor that in properly. Some clear direction on what we need to do around pricing transmission and rewiring of the grid. And certainly we need to look at the sorts of technologies that we need to balance out the market going forward. So we don't need necessarily more coal-fired power stations in North Queensland, for example, but we certainly need more flexible generation. And Snowy 2.0 is one of those investments, and we think that's that kind of generation is the right thing that you need. So we need the right kind of investment in the technologies that we will need for tomorrow to help balance the market. And okay, a price on carbon will certainly help do that.
We'll leave it there. Andrew Richards, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Andrew Richards is the CEO of the Energy Users Association of Australia.